This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Love is a command to obey and not a choice to ignore. We will be looking at 1 John chapter 3 verses 19 and 23. I hope we can read that in our Bibles as I speak. Last time, we examined two things about love: what love is and what love is not. We learnt that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our defining characteristic is Christ-like love, and that this love is not a sentimental thing, but one of action. Love is always expressed in action. We learned that Christ-like love does not harbor hatred like Cain, but loves with a self-sacrificing love. There is no place for hatred, bitterness, abiding anger and rage towards anyone in the hearts of the disciples of Christ. We also learned what Christ-like love will look like. It is a repeated giving of ourselves and of what we have to other believers who do not have. It is not a giving out of our abundance, but a sacrificial giving out of our own needs. Remember, God did not give out of the many sons He had. He gave His one and only Son. And this is the command we are expected to constantly obey if we claim to be the followers of Christ. Today, we will look at the fact that love is a command to obey and it is not a choice to ignore, and what the obedience to this command does to us as believers. Firstly, loving like Christ shows us that we belong to Him. There are many times in the life of a believer that there are doubts about our standing before God. At such times, the Apostle John tells us that when we are consistently showing the love of Christ in action, it should tell us that we belong to the truth, secure in Christ. Always remember this: if you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you must be loving like the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do this, then we know that we belong to Him. John chapter 13, verse 35. Secondly, loving like Christ sets us at rest in His presence. We see that in verse 19b and verse 20 as well. How many of us have from time to time felt condemned in our hearts because we have not done enough for someone or have not given enough of our time or resources, because that is all we have had to give at that time? If we have, then this is what John tells us. If we know that our hearts are filled with Christ-like love, then even when our hearts condemn us, we can have this assurance that because God is greater than our hearts and He knows everything, we can be assured in His presence that we belong to Him. Thirdly, loving like Christ gives us confidence in prayer. We see that in verses 21 to 22. When we stand before God, either in prayer or at His coming, if we have obeyed Christ's command to love like He loved, then John tells us that we can stand before Him with confidence. And this is not our own confidence, but the confidence of Christ, because we have demonstrated the true love of Christ in word, in life, and in deed. Can you imagine this? This is the prerequisite for us being able to have confidence before God, when we show Christ-like love to one another. And this enables us to come to God in prayer and to receive from Him what? Literally anything we ask for, because of two things: we keep His commandments, and that we do what pleases Him. One of the things that pleases Him the most is when we love one another with the love of Christ and show it in genuine ways that meet and surpass the needs of others. And fourthly, loving like Christ is a command to obey, just like the command to believe in Christ for salvation. We see that in verse 23. The heart of Christ's teaching to His disciples was this: to trust Him, and to love each other. The word believe here shows us that this is a continuous believing in Christ for salvation. We believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. In the same sentence, John also adds that the other command we are as believers need to obey is that we need to love one another as He, that is Christ, commanded us. This is not an option, it is a command. We cannot add conditions, bylaws, additions, exceptions, like saying, I can only love if. Why should I love when they don't? Why should I forgive if they don't acknowledge? Or they don't deserve? I can't let go of the hate or the bitterness. Do you know what that person did to me? Do you know what damage he caused to this church? All these things don't stand before the command. Dear brothers and sisters, you are either living in obedience or in disobedience. Choose where you will stand. We can stand in the place of Cain and be consumed by hatred and murder, or we can stand in Christ and show His love and come before God in confidence and great joy and peace. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.